voice to life.
Yes, their father. They think we cannot shout. They want to take away our ability to scream. And God said no. My children shout.
Yes.
Only the free can shout.
And we shout. Huh? I mean, we shout. We shoot. We shout it.
We made the noise.
Yelp.
Mary.
Yes.
How are you?
You see, things like this, if I see people that wake up in the morning, they cannot, you know, shout. It makes it, you know, I think about it and I whopped. You know?
You what?
Well, yes.
Pastors of
weep. Yes, I whopped.
Children, don't listen to auntie. Leave auntie alone. Auntie is on another level now. Leave her here. When you get to a level, you can do that. Yeah?
You see, if I just...
Maria, it's okay.
Oh, man.
It's today International Day of Tabon.
Why are you okaying me?
I did it. Okay, yesterday.
Okay, you
know, okay. So, somebody said we don't have time. Somebody is basically speaking Japanese.
Times is money.
Oh, Jesus. All right, good morning to you. My name is Stretch, Stretch. She is Marianne.
I'm still trying to find my Daniel Jones. Where is it? What is what?
Marianne.
Yells?
Mbok. Come back.
Daniel Jones. It's coming, it's coming. It's coming. Even the L's is not coming hard.
Marianne. Biko. Mbok.
Good.
Morning. Also morning.
Good morning, Lagos. 11 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Yeah. Morning to you, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what side of the bed that you woke up on this morning. There's always hope and light at the end of whatever tunnel you find yourself.
Yeah, I'm the hype man this morning.
Yes,
yeah.
So whatever it is, no worry.
Yeah.
Something go happen today. We could change your course of... You know, the English should not call me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I give it up.
All right, let's get on this morning. Oh, God. What's up, Lagos is the name of the show. It happens 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Monday to Friday. And both of us do this together.
Mm.
And you are the reason we're here. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's going to be fun. Yeah, every day's fun. Today is also going to be fun. We start the show every morning with our sound off. After that, we come to it, bring you a topic you will love to be part of, and open up the phone lines. Up the works, and we get moving on. By the time it's 12, you say, oh, why did they have to end? But hey, get ready, brace up, here we go. Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep it. Alright, it's What's Up Lagos, and this is the part where we sound off. It could be anything, it could be about you, it could be about us, it could be about promise. Most of the time, promise takes the center burner.
Yes.
Alright, this one is what we got to see today. House of Representatives Public Accounts Committee, PAC, has frowned at the 18.9 billion naira worth of contract for, listen carefully, bush clearing, land preparation, rehabilitation of soil, plant lab, and others by the Federal Ministry of Agriculture, Rural Development during the COVID-19 lockdown in 2019. To this end, the committee has launched a probe of the ministry to ascertain the true situation. The chairman of the committee made the disclosure on Tuesday in Abuja, saying the committee will find the location of the project and their impacts on the country. 18.9 billion naira, bush clearing, land preparation, rehabilitation of soil, plant lab, and others. 18.9 billion already spent.
Please, I need to go into this.
Okay.
I'd like to quote the chairman of the House Committee, Honorable Woke Oke, who made this disclosure.
Yeah.
And now I'd just like to go straight. He said that, and I quote, companies were to appear before the Committee on Investigation of contracts awarded by the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development of roads, bush clearing and land preparation, and rehabilitation of soil and plant laboratories, video utilization of funds
different
from service-wide votes between 2013 and 2021. That's totaling 18 plus.
Billion. Not million, billion.
Now, during the lockdown, he said, of the country, as a result of COVID-19, some companies took the contract worth 18 billion for bush clearing. Now, he said, we have invited them. Yes, come. Now, he's going ahead to say that the some of our members whose constituency projects were supposed to be domiciled
in that area
doubted the existence of these projects. And for fair hearing, we have invited these companies
to come.
Yes, and tell us the committee
where they caught,
where and when these jobs
were done,
were executed.
18.9 billion naira. Someone.
So we say you should go and cut grass.
Yes.
For 18 billion.
Yes. Do you know there's stubborn grass? There's stubborn grass.
Obulahanti.
Yes, whatever that means. There's stubborn grass. There's grass that you will cut it now, it will grow back. You will cut it, it will grow. And maybe there's a shrine.
Wait.
No, I'm
sorry. So the machine they need to use is 18 billion.
No, see, you don't say machine, you say machinery.
Or machine.
No, machinery. They have to buy tractors, they have to get experts. You know, during lockdown, now things were expensive. 18.9 billion Nigeria spent. So now, it said those people that their area, I mean, the bush still exists. There should be no bush in West Africa. You should, the whole of Africa, you should cut the whole 18.9 billion naira. 18.9 billion naira.
Lagos.
Ah.
I'm at a loss for words.
Ah.
The impunity with which certain things are done in this country, especially when it comes to, let me use the street language, of using straw to suck our money.
Yes.
It's very appalling that this is even making news.
18.9
That the members of the National Assembly waited 2 years later.
Yes.
To have this conversation.
Let's talk about it.
And they're not even nicely saying, they're not, they're, in fact, they're not sternly saying it. They're nicely saying, they're saying we're inviting them to come and tell us.
If they don't come, it will be done.
Show us the money. If you cannot show us the money, we're coming, we're taking you all in cuffs. This is the kind of language that we want to hear. But you're saying, no, let's have a tea party.
We'll ask them to come. But listen, the point nine, let me explain to you. The point nine is 900 million.
Hey!
That point nine, you see 80.9. So it's like 19 billion. That point nine is 900 million. That's million. In 900 places. Million. You count 1 million. Yeah? In 900 places. That's the point nine. Now, talk about the 18 billion. To cut what? Who wrote it? Who approved it? Who awarded it?
Exactly. So it brings me to the part that we all are complicit.
Hey.
And when I say we all, members of the National Assembly, the contractors, the people who appended their signatures, those who were appointed in the committee to oversee the grass cutting, everybody should go to jail. You all need to go to jail. Just go and chill there. Chill there first. When we finish our fact finding, we bring you out to speak the English. But I do not still understand why the National Assembly is
taking it like,
you know,
it's,
come on, explain. No, it's not time for tea party. 18 billion.
You know that one award, you know that that contract is flawed from award, from the table of being awarded. And I'm sure nothing was cut. But let's see how it happens. You're inviting them to come over. You know, you guys should come and let's find out how, what happened. 18.9 billion naira.
An INEC meeting with the federal government ended in a deadlock.
Yes, there's somebody walked off and what's all this? What do you put on? 1.1 trillion. What's that supposed to mean? How can we?
It's not important.
It's not. No, what
the
are you
TCN
doing?
TCN just switched off all the lights yesterday.
And
it's not important. But somebody got 18 billion to cut grass.
0.9, please. Don't
18.9 billion to cut grass. Are we joking in this country?
Yes, we are, ma.
It's like children's play center.
Yes. Even that, when you see children playing mommy and daddy, it's even more organized. Now, a child, I mean, it's the male that acts like daddy, the female that acts like mommy. They actually, there's some form of truth in it. But you find a country that is in a coma. You find impunity is when you do something and say nothing will happen. When a policeman can point a gun at you, say, I will waste you.
I'll say something in English, but I won't say I'll say something in my language, I won't translate it. If you're a Kaba person, you understand me. Take to
Amen. Amen.
Yes, that's it. That's what the government has done to us. Yes. They have finished us.
Please say it again.
Jehovah.
You have made her go into tongues now. You play in trouble.
and that is Sound Off.
What's up?
I've not rang your bell. What's up? Today.
Yes, I'm waiting for you. Here goes. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Let's go. So I'll tell you something funny before we go into our first segment today.
What?
I'm really like feeling my people today. So you know the bell in my place.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a tungunu.
Yeah, I'm speaking your language before you're tungunu. Sorry. So, is it what it's called?
Nkanika.
Nkanika is time.
Nkanika is also bell.
What's the time now?
Nkanika miefang.
Whatever. Jeez.
Nkanika for miefang.
Exactly.
That's what time does it say
by
on
your
wristwatch? Yes.
Ah.
But it's the way you said it, like you said, Nkanika forgive me afang. That's how it sounded.
Okay, you didn't tune your ears to someone who speaks.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Again, so I want to talk about the bell. So the bell in my place is a big thing.
Okay.
It announces the arrival of the Ekwe.
Yes, the word.
He has it on the waist.
So as they are coming, they
but
are
if
walking.
He doesn't want, if he wants to creep up on you, just like a lion or a tiger or a cheetah wants to, you know, creep up on you, you'd never know. So the Ekwe would hold on to the bell. And then get close to you. Then, kunang, 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 kunang. That's how it rings. It's really nice. And then in Akwa Ibom, it's the Ekpo Ibibio that wears it on his waist. The one that puts charcoal on his body
that
and has
really,
like a funny masquerade face. Like,
but the body is exposed.
Yes, yes. So the bell is pretty significant.
And they have a cutlass. They carry a machete.
Yes, a machete. A very sharp one.
Very, very, very scary
thing. Scary, I know.
They run towards you like,
We got
style here.
Okay, we're not talking about question on Kwebo today. Yes. Let's move on to other matters. Mm-hmm.
We will introduce it. We will introduce what we're talking about here. You think
it's about food, my favorite thing in the world.
I didn't
food.
Want to go there yet. Yeah.
Food. I love food, guys. I love food. So I like food, but I used to waste it. In other words, you see, you know how you say I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Then they give you food. Then you finish eating. They're like, that's all you're eating. I'm that person.
Okay.
So don't hate me. If you take me out for lunch, dinner, whatever, I will carry takeaway because I don't want to embarrass my family because you now say that you went to take me to a nice place and I wasted the food. But we're talking about food.
No. I am not a foodie, but I eat to survive.
Why?
Right?
I'm not. Food is good.
Can we move on?
Oh,
right.
You don't like food.
Can I talk?
I'm thinking of food. Oh, it's delicious.
So now, what we're talking about today is this. What is the weirdest combination you've ever come across?
Plantain and bole and groundnuts. That's weird to me.
It's not weird. Bole and groundnuts.
No? Okay, it's in Lagos, I saw it.
It has been here before you did your own bole and fish. But let me go.
What's you people?
You people in that, the Sasat. Okay, so let me ask, what's the weirdest combination? I've seen somebody eat
bread and egusi.
I've seen somebody eat yam and rice. Yes, yam and rice. I've seen someone use beans, like you see beans, like the person made it back.
No, come on.
Then we confirm it. Guys, please. In a few seconds, we'll open up the phone lines. But think about it. Get the word that you can interact with us on the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. I have your lady. 01465-7190. I'm saying it.
No, stretch.
Calm down. So you can also get on with us on WhatsApp.
Yes, on WhatsApp you can call us. You can
send us.
No, don't call, please. Oh
send
my, I'm still. My brain
WhatsApp.
Is still working. Like what? We need to go on a break. We'll be right back.
When we get back,
beans and eba.
Oh, ew, ask
yuck.
People.
You have destroyed my life for today.
Oh God. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up?
Stretch
here.
To life.
See, better stop
stretch.
It.
Stretch.
You see yourself. I'll start speaking your language now.
That's not my language, honey. That sounds like...
What?
I don't even want to...
Exactly.
Sounds like Teletubby language.
Whatever. All right, we'll ask you to tell us. Let us get to know the kind of weird food
types that you've ever come across. And I said beans and eba. And this lady here, this Ajibota here,
me,
is telling me.
Me, Ajibota?
Yeah.
Do I look like an Ajibota to you?
It doesn't show on the face now.
No, please.
Right, we're gonna it doesn't show like that.
Show. Me no be Ajibota.
Lagos is packaging, you know what I'm saying?
Lagos is packaging, yeah, exactly. Package. Me, I know they package.
Okay. All right, we've got messages right here on WhatsApp. And this one says, beans and eba confirm. Yeah. And it says, rice with bitter leaf. Ouch. Who eat that? All right, so what's up, Lagos? Well, campus life taught me how to eat beans and eba. You know, say we got to survive. Also, I eat bread and noodles too. Gee whiz. Gideon from Abliosun. All right, one says, yeah, what's up, Lagos? What's up, Eko? Good morning, good people. Layinka from Ogun State. Well, my weirdest combination of food was back in school days when hunger hold me. I got to combine garri, red oil, salt, and little slice of ogu. Gee whiz. No be play, man got it too. Funny though.
How does
but
that work?
We survived it all. Now we be man. Yeah? It's saying it. Good morning, eba with noodles. Now great combination. Eh? Eba with noodles. How? Which one will we serve as soup? All right, what's up, Lagos?
It'll make the noodles watery.
Yes, beans and eba? Really?
Exactly,
I
really?
Think that's the weirdest food combination ever. But I guess it's normal combination for some people. Like I'd say about rice and yam, because where I come from, a delicious jollof rice with some yam slices is considered normal food combo.
Please, where are
Emmanuel
you from?
Emmanuel from Ikoyi. Emmanuel, don't
Emmanuel, where are you from? Where are you from? I promise to be nice to you. Where are you from?
What's up, Lagos? Talking about food combinations, have you tried ogbono soup with snail plus white rice, Jehovah, before?
But it's people eat okra and rice. And rice.
Yeah, that's Senegal. In Senegal and those parts of the world. Mostly for men that are strikers like Mo Salah. My United fans should try it and thank me next season. Afri Gogo. Be shaking the table here. Yeah? This one says, what's up, Lagos? Noodles and okra. Hey.
Guys, I still want to have appetite to eat later.
Good morning, Stretch and Miriam. What's up, Lagos? I've actually seen someone combine fufu and bread. Come on, I beg. Obaino, I beg. Fufu and bread, how? No, how now? What do we know now?
Let's go to the phone lines.
Fufu and bread.
It's like eating rice and garri. Rice and yam. It's the same. It's trying
to say. No, fufu and bread. How?
Maybe he's eating soup.
Hey, he didn't mention soup now.
And
eating bread.
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could join the conversation if you're a lady, because you're the guys who cook a lot more. So I don't know. Is it that ladies, the guys need help?
Ladies.
Because all the people that have come up with all these weird guys. Combinations are guys.
Yes.
Is it hard life?
Ladies.
Join the conversation. We'd like to hear. Ladies, not to chop those kind things.
Vote of no confidence.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, if that was you, please call us back. Apologies. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Stretch to life.
That's what I'm talking
about. Good morning.
What's your name?
Yes, my name is Godwin, calling from Losoro Lafwe.
All right, Godwin. How are you this morning, Godwin?
Oh, great. With good subject this morning, once again.
Okay, Godwin. Godwin, tell us the weirdest combination you've come across.
Please, do I start from where you started, or
just
where
the food.
You ended?
Start okay. Anywhere you want.
It's okay. If you could remember, off your mic, Honorable Senator.
Okay, I know where you're going. We don't take feedback on sound off. Okay,
we're asking back to you the food.
Food, yes.
Yes.
Have you tried banana with beans?
Eh?
Yes, banana, I think I have.
Beans? Banana with what?
I think with beans, yes.
How?
What it says the same way you have in plantain.
Whether plantain or banana.
Yeah, because you know in Uganda, they have bananas more like plantain. Yes,
no.
All right.
It tastes the same.
No.
Have you tried avocado with rice and all bread?
Oh, my God.
Avocado goes with a lot of things. I like avocado with bread. It's like putting like butter, but, you know, with
avocado
different
taste. Avocado with bread.
Avocado with bread. Okay, sliced bread.
It's really tasty.
Yes, I need bread. I'm not talking of agege bread. Bread.
Bread.
No.
Last one. No bread.
No, all bread, no be bread, though.
I get bread.
If you hold on now, what did they talk about?
Yes. So avocado with those flat bread.
Mm-hmm.
When you hold the bread, the bread will value your hand.
Hey.
And even your mouth.
Hey.
Will be tempted to be hungry.
Oh, I am tempted to be hungry now. Thank you very much for calling.
This avocado with that quality flat bread.
Hmm.
You know that God is the one that made the heaven together.
Come on, somebody stop him. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
I like that guy.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Test the life.
Thank you. Welcome. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Timothy Musa. I'm calling from Ipaja.
All right, Timothy. What's the weirdest combination you've come across?
Spam bread and rice and decent banana.
Rice and banana.
Rice, bread and banana.
Yes.
Yay. Rice, bread, banana.
I just, you know, start eating this kind of food in Lagos. When we're in Port Harcourt, you know, a lot of food, you know, eat a lot of, you know, bole and fish and a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But you came to Lagos now, rice, banana.
And bread.
Yes.
What happens to your tummy when you're done eating it? Because I'm more concerned about that.
Sorry, pardon.
What happens to your belly when you're done eating rice, bread, and banana?
When I started, honestly, to in the night, normally feel somehow my belly just turning it up and down. But for now, based on the climate, environmental change, so I'm asking me now. So I eat it again.
Okay, environmental things. All
the
right.
This is your strength.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's your name, sir?
Don't let me start because you guys just laugh.
Oh, God, let me want to laugh. Why are we here?
I won't laugh. I promise. I won't laugh much.
Okay, mango and bread.
Oh, God, stop it. Too.
What's this?
Stop it.
Mango and bread. Then let me just do the grand finale. Fufu and rat.
Fufu and what?
Rat.
What do you mean?
Be going. What's this?
What's this?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Stretch, is everything okay? Stretch to life.
Yeah, this is Richie. This is Richie calling from Lekki.
Uche.
Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, I'm talking about the food, eh?
Yes.
This one is my grandmom.
Okay.
You know, have you ever had fufu with Lipton tea? No milk, no sugar, just fufu and Lipton tea.
Come on, man.
Whoa, to serve as the soup?
Fufu. Just that's all.
So you
that's what your grandmother.
When I asked her, she said she's taking something light.
You gotta go. You really need to go. Like what is that?
Something light. Maybe the color of fufu is white now. Something light.
Okay, let me shock you quickly. I used to know an Equatorial Guinea woman who was friends with my grandmother. The first time ever in my life, I saw her eat a plate of rice. And then sprinkled groundnut all over it. And I kept wondering.
Was there stew?
Yeah, I think there was a...
Okay, groundnut served as meat.
What? How does it sound? How does it taste?
Okay, Equatorial Guinea, Abi?
Yes.
That's why their population is not that much.
I'm not here. I traveled. If you be saying the best way they can't carry you today, now, from Equatorial Guinea. Turn off your radio, walk away from it, please.
Lost that one.
Sorry about that. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, my name is Aziza.
You sound like a female woman.
Hey, Aziza, please go ahead. Don't
thank
mind
you. I just want to be clear. I think the weirdest I've tried is indomie and bread.
Noodles and bread.
Yeah, we see ya.
Hey, Aziza, yo.
Aziza, was this on campus or something? Because it seems like hard life food. Was it on campus? Because it sounds like hard life.
No. Sorry, I actually did it at home. Seriously.
Yeah. So the suya served as the meat, Abby.
Yes.
Hey, Aziza, you.
No, just try it.
No,
thank you and God bless. Go ahead, what is this?
What type of thing is that?
That we now need to take a regular or something to flush our belly. No. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Now, my grandma corrupts me. This is Kenya. I'm calling from first time. I saw her one day. She met pap. Do you know what she put on top of the pap?
Oh, let me hold something. Wait. Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Dry fish. Azokbo. Dry fish.
Azokbo.
On top of the pap.
Azokbo.
I was grabbing her. As I test her, Momo.
Wait. Azokbo and the pap. I will try it very sweet.
I test her. Momo, too sweet. Too sweet.
Dry fish. You remove the bone.
She removed the bone, just cut the dry fish on the pap. So once I take in the pap, you be hearing kukurukurukuru from your mother. That means you are changing the dry fish. Oh my.
Sorry. Just in case I don't. Is this okuroko that they're
talking
about?
No. Dry like mangala. This dry fish now.
And you put it in.
You sprinkle it, he said. The follow the prescription. You say, you put the pap, then bring out the azokbo, that's alias dry fish. Then put it, remove the bone. Then sprinkle it on top of it and eat it. As you eat it, you'll be hanging kukuru, meaning you're pushing the fish. Me, I'm going to try this one now. If I perish, I perish.
Caveman food.
If I perish, I perish.
I will not be here to help you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Stretch to life.
Stop it.
Try this. Cold eba from the refrigerator with ogbono soup mixed with beans.
What is all this?
Why?
What is all
this is sacrilegious.
What is all this? What is all this?
Oga fear God, beans and ogbono.
Beans and cold eba.
Beans and ogbono with cold eba from the fridge. Ah.
So wait, where do you pour the ogbono? You put the ogbono and the beans together?
Yes.
Hey.
You put the beans that you have boiled and cooked and put it inside your ogbono soup. Then eat it with cold eba from the fridge.
Okay. It seems as if you are going somewhere. Be going.
The Igwe must hear this.
Be going.
We have to go to. We have to summon the council of elders. No. This is sacrilegious.
Eba.
Mix it with beans and ogbono. Oh, God. I quit this show. I quit this job. I go home now.
No, please.
I go now.
Temper justice.
Goodbye.
Temper justice.
Goodbye.
All right. Let's try to read some messages right here. You guys are just killing me this morning. All right. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Weirdest food combo I loved back then in service was spaghetti and beans. That was the only food my flatmate Uch can cook, and he does wonders to it. Please, what's the name of the artist that sang your intro song? I will take you to Lagos. Francis.
His name is Jamie Black, and the song's called Lagos.
All right, Jamie Black is his name. Go check it out on Google. What's up, Lagos? Talking about weird food combination, I have combined rice and fufu. When better hungry, homie. Oyin Damola from Ikeja. Oyin. God bless. Suleiman Amo from Sulere, Lagos. Combination of rice, okra, and fufu back in school. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Back then, when me and my siblings were still in secondary school, before we get back from school, my father will prepare beans and macaroni with red oil, and I love the combination. Emmanuel from Agopala. That man wanted to keep. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sheu Collier from Ikotu. My weirdest combo is bread cut in particles and poured into Gorodo cup mixed with my spoon. Try it and your life will never remain the
what
same.
What does that even mean?
Like you cut the bread into pieces and put inside something like tea and be taking it one by one.
Oh, that every child did that. I did.
All right.
And biscuits.
I'm Solomon from Ikotun. Guys, have you ever tried
bread and blood tonic.
Hey, is this a joke? Is this a plane?
Yeah, leave me alone.
What kind of plane is this?
It was heaven on earth. This was how it happened. I came home after midnight from a show, and it was mad. I was mad with hunger. The only thing I had at home was bread, and that bread, tonic. And no chance. Nothing else. I just needed to put blood tonic. Good. Hey, good morning.
Oh God, you need to go back to your village.
Good morning, Master. First time listening to your shows. Up, what's up, Lagos? Have you ever eaten fried granite with eba or amala? It's so sweet. Just try it. Joe, stop it. Joe, please. You can say you have it. Don't tell. Is it a plane? What's up, Lagos? No wonder people are suffering from malnutrition in Nigeria. Hearing the kind of food combination they eat. I don't follow innocent promotion. Innocent, Mr. Fair. This one is.
Did you not want to eat a couple with dried fish?
Okay. All right. This one just sent something to us. All right. All right. Man. This is like. So people are. Stomachs will complain. Oh. Imagine stomachs coming out and protesting. Church.
That's why lots of drivers have to park on the highways.
Yes.
Driver, say park. Oh.
See, that was what.
Driver, no go park.
When I was in school, this we were traveling. I used to take the night bus long ago.
Yeah.
So when I was, this woman just said, "Driver, park." Driver, park. The later said, "Driver, I'm impressed too." Driver, I'm impressed. Oh God, this one has never speaking English. Back now. Say, driver, I'm impressed too. So without this combination, why would she be impressed? Eh? Why would she be impressed? Hey.
Blood tonic and bread. That took me out. That gentleman took me out.
See, he came back, all he found was bread. There was no tea, nothing, just two blood tonic.
Blood tonic. Oh God, it's maybe your belly.
Let's cut the tea enter belly.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Stretch to life. Yes.
What in the sacrificial sacrilege I have been hearing?
My brother.
My brother.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
My brother.
Houses. Oh, my God. What a lie.
Hey.
Oh, man. Nigerians, they chop.
I'm telling you. Bread and blood tonic.
My mouth don't fool. I didn't say motor. My mouth don't fool. My belly don't. I don't belly. For every concussion when you don't stop.
Hey, what's all this?
I honestly cannot remember the last time I had such a weird combination. I know that I've regularly loved porridge beans and spaghetti, and that's like from my mom. And then the other one I do, which is almost like it's like a breakfast when you go to like a very top-notch restaurant. Sometimes they serve you that any Italian restaurant. They give you either pasta or spaghetti, but with evaporated milk with sugar. Man, that thing is live.
Yeah.
Jesus. So I mean that's like my own weird food. Thank you guys. I love your show.
We love you for calling too.
How about you?
But thank evaporated milk and sugar with spaghetti.
But I like the part.
I mean, I thought he was going to say bruschetta, like, you know,
whatever.
Bread.
See, whatever name they call it, whether bruschetta or crocetta, he says that it is done in high-end restaurants.
So because you do that,
I will do it.
Before you leave there, my belly go run.
Do it. They will have good toilet there.
Hey, Willie. Okay, back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
You swallow ambulance.
Good morning.
Good morning, bro.
Good morning. What's your name?
I just on my radio now. I heard that you people are talking about discussing about what people have eaten already.
Yeah. No, weird food combination.
The weirdest food combination you've come across.
Oh, my dear. I've come across this bread.
Get some bread, Lego!
It's what's up, Lego's baby. Get set.
All right. right, we're back, and 6 minutes gone past 11 o'clock. We're still talking about the weirdest food combinations. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anacon, by the way.
And my name is Stretch, and together we're taking you to 12 noon, where we'll be saying hasta la vista. But before then, messages are right here to be read. Good morning, y'all. And y'all need to try chilled eba and toothpaste.
Ima go away, just go away, I beg.
What's up, Lagos? My weirdest food was bread and granite oil.
Oh, goodness.
When hunger won't finish me, kunle from Ebute Metta, bread and granite oil. Well, if you can eat bread and granite, why won't you eat bread and granite oil? Makes sense. What's up, Lagos? My brother ate bread and iru, locust beans. When I heard it, I felt sick instantly. Solomon from Ikotsun. I once used noodle seasoning to drink Gary in place of sugar. Hey, what's doing on this country? What's up, Lagos? What about puff puff and bread combination? Is the puff puff now the akara? What's up, Lagos? Please try fufu and noodles soup. Okay, the noodle soup. The noodles will be watery. Add some pumpkin leaves and amaranthus green and egg. It's usually delicious. Thanks to school life. Ima. Prof from Lekki, Ima, you don't trust on tune. Try eba and beans. Thank me later. Muidin, at this on Yantele. We said it before. Mia didn't believe me.
No.
Eba and beans is.
No.
Eba and beans is. No. Oh, God.
No.
Especially when the beans is.
Immediately, no. Immediately, no.
I want gentle.
No. But back to the phone line. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. We'd like to hear from you. Join the conversation. All right. I don't know if I can eat after now. Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Stretch to life.
What's your name? My name is Black Diamond. I'm calling from Missouri.
All right, bruv.
Black Diamond.
Tell us the combination.
Okay. My whole idea food is coconut with granite. Then you use bread to support it. Then after that, you just dilute it with Pepsi. Chill one.
God will reward you. Yeah?
Coconut. Bread.
Granite. Soft drink. Only you.
But I can see how that can work. Let me tell you why.
Coconut and granite.
I've seen people eat coconut and bread. Then, you know, you've also seen, I'm sure you did as a child, see people put granite into Pepsi or whatever. Well, to the drink he called, yes. So, and then it will come up. So I think that's what he did. He's leaving it.
I like it when you like something, when you support a vice, the way you keep it straight.
It's
face.
Not a vice. And, I'm just saying, kids did it. Him. I never drank any cola drink. No cola for me. Till tomorrow, I still don't drink cola.
Well done.
So it has to be white or orange.
Hey,
good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Who's there? Okay.
All right.
It didn't hear us.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yay! Who's speaking to
Stretch
us?
Stretch to life.
What's your name?
You said bread and eba, beans and gari.
They're two different things.
No,
I disagree.
This is what they call the giri soup is made of beans.
So
there's no difference between them.
Excuse me. Is it I that you serve the begiri? Why are you complaining to me now?
No.
Am I your problem now? Excuse me. When she was talking to me,
wait.
Excuse me, ma. Wait. What does it even mean?
You can take a bamboo because there's a difference between
Is it
pizza.
Is it your belly that the food is entering? Yes. I say I don't want. Is
you
it
must,
my fault?
You must want it.
Excuse me. Leave me alone.
You must
why
want
are you
it.
So strange? But you take Gary and Bisa.
Let me be strange. Don't I'm Dr. That. Strange's
yes.
girlfriend.
Yes, I support you. I support you. Yes.
So, you know that there's Begiri Yoruba land.
Yes.
It's made of Begiri.
Abula.
You use it with your whatever swallow you want to use.
Amola.
So, you know when you are in university in those days now, and you have beans, there's no soup. You do your Gary and
Bisa.
Let me just tell you, better full stop.
Heaven.
Come on, don't talk to me again.
You know
the most weird one. You know in Ghana, as we use beans and gari here, they use gari and rice in Ghana.
Yekpa.
Gari and rice, so the first I said, I was like, what is this?
Kire.
You know, gari, they put it, they sprinkle just like we put our gas on beef. Sprinkle gari or rice, and they're eating, and it's good to go for them.
No.
So one man's meat, another man's poison, you know, people are hearing. Even if you go to a hotel, they first give you bread, they'll put soup, they'll put all kind of thing. You know what's not the most weird one for me that I've ever heard?
Yes.
You know, some people went to the visitor chalet, you know, this buffet.
Yes.
They took salad.
Yes.
Salad, vegetable.
Yes.
And then they now ate it with a swallow.
Is it?
It's very true. You know, when you go to parties and you see one man's plate, there's soup, there's jollof rice,
he doesn't want to miss out
there's
anything.
There's bread, there's coleslaw. What are you doing, sir? How does this thing mix in your tummy?
He doesn't want to miss anything.
That's gluttony. That's gluttony.
Don't want to miss anything.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Vegas?
What's up, Vegas?
What's your name, sir?
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Emmanuel. Emmanuel from Ibuteme, sir.
Emmanuel,
go ahead.
My combination is popo and rice. Popo and rice.
I'm going to see.
It's very wet, but it's
what's all this?
Popo and rice. How
come
now?
Come garnish and we come step and down we cook, you know.
Popo and rice and soft drink. How now?
Okay. Or you say mineral with Avogadro pear and bread.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
That's not necessarily bad because
that's
very
bad.
Sweet. That one is not bad. It's
that's
not
bad, John.
It's not weird. Like
hey.
The pear would not serve like
water. I don't even like avocado pear.
Anyhow, don't try. Try. Give me
right.
A try. You.
All right. Thank you very much.
A try us. We convinces
confuse
you.
Confuse me. All right. I got some messages. I love these people. This one said, try fufu and yogurt.
What's this
back to sender.
What's this?
Back to sender. What's up, Lagos? What? I don't chop bread and yam mixed together before from Mr. Swallow. Why won't you be called Mr. Swallow? All right, good morning. And what's up, Lagos? Our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, got the ultimate combination, body and blood. Our brother who ate bread and blood tonic is the winner. Donna V.
That is funny.
That's very
creatively funny.
Three pointer there,
yeah?
If our Lord Jesus Christ said, this is my blood.
Donna V,
blood.
That's a good one.
Blood tonic and bread. I mean, like, it's spiritual.
That's communion wines. Yo, some more messages? Okay, let's get back to the phone lines before we wrap this up. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's your name?
And the worst food I've ever eaten is akamu and beans.
It's not
dry beans without not that wet one you cook with oil and the rest, just that dry one.
I don't understand. Dry beans, how?
The akamu is helping with that white beans now.
Okay, but it is cooked, yeah? It's not raw.
And, sorry, sis, I want to contribute something to that one you say beans and eba.
Yes.
That beans and eba, eh?
Yeah.
In South South, there is a name of a beans.
Okay.
You can use it to cook that beans and eba.
Okay.
That's locust beans.
What's the name of the beans?
No, that is not locust beans. That is the soup name is is an herbal soup.
Okay.
It's from the south.
Okay.
It's an herbal soup.
Okay, we ask all the herbal people that listen. Help us out, please.
Herbal people, what's the name of that soup? Oh, it's not God.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Stretch to life. What's your name, sir?
My name is Godwin Nathan. I'm coming from Lekki.
All right, Godwin.
The food I saw that got me, you know, I almost vomit is I have a friend of mine that normally eats garri, beans, and bread together.
Wait, are you guys still friends?
I'm being serious. We are still friends, of course. But
garri?
We are still friends, sure. And then the other one, he eats eba with beans.
That one is
that's Lagosly acceptable.
It's not Lagosly. It's students. When you're in school, you finish eating the beans, you'll be hungry tomorrow. Just pour more water inside the beans, add more Maggi, warm it, it becomes soup. I better pick the food.
Wow, sorry. You did really suffer.
Yes, I'm proud of my past.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, Lagos. Hey, KK.
What's your name?
Stretch the line. What's your name?
Good morning. This is Oluwa Femi from Yaba, Lagos.
All go right, Femi, go ahead.
My weather combination, have you tried bread and okra soup before?
God forbid!
Bread and okra soup.
God
forbid! When I was growing up, my mom would say that this is what I have and you guys have to eat it because my mom loves okra. Okra soup. So I've tried okra soup and bread before. No. Have you tried it before? I'm okra soup
we
and bread.
We don't want. We don't want.
Even as you're saying, as you're saying
go,
it, I'm
go
seeing
with
it. Go, be going.
Ah, goodbye. Oh, what was all this? Naturally, I don't like draw soup. Anything draw.
Yeah.
Draw
it, as he's saying it, I'm seeing it.
So I'm so sorry, guys. I don't mean to disgust you, but it feels like snort. That's why
all
I don't
right,
eat
can
draw soup.
Can you pick some?
Yeah, I don't eat it. I'm sorry. Oh, now this one disgusts you. All the other things when they talk here, now they discuss it. What was all the meeting fire on the go? Come and do the show by yourself.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm here.
Okay.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey, go.
So happy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever eaten a fufu, 3 days fufu, leftover fufu that has mucus, you know, that covers it?
And you
then you
point.
Just
go
have
on.
To remove the mucus.
Go
and
on,
then
no,
the soup is like whatever that is in the kitchen, you know, just bring out the mortar, pound small crayfish, add ogiri, we call it ogiri in my place, there somehow smells. And then you add Maggi, you know, and put water and turn it in the mortar and then use that 3 days leftover fufu that you have removed the mucus from the up and enjoy your meal.
Go away, all of you should just be going. Come and be going.
Jesus.
You're not the one that was looking for trouble.
He said mucus. She spent time on the mucus, remove the mucus.
If the eba passes one day, leave it alone. It's no longer healthy.
Don't do that. If it's inside the fridge, it's okay. There's a kind of eba that you make, you don't want to waste it. Put it inside the fridge. Then when you bring it out,
it comes out like stone. Are you kidding?
No, it will soften. Nothing that is hard that will not go soft. Yeah. All right, so let's read some messages right here. This one says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? AC combination, people they shop. My son used to take pounded yam with soft drink because he hated pepper.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can relate.
What's up, Lagos? My combination is mixed garri and grounded kuli kuli together. Pour away the water. Add ororo and wait, mix together and eat. Omo, na enjoyment. Peace, what's the name of the person that sang your intro song? We already said that, yeah? The song, Jamie?
The song is called Lagos. The guy's name is Jamie Black.
All right. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. I have seen someone eating iru and eko. That's really weird to me. I am Daniel. Daniel? Have you tried coconut and carrot combo? I beg everybody to try.
Too dry, dry
you
thing.
Will call me. No, carrot now. Carrot.
They won't try. You kidding?
Call me and give me a word. Just cut into pieces and be eating together. I'm Johnsley. Johnsley, thank you. My weirdest food combo is salt water and eba deji from Ikeja. That's okay. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Have you tried bread and pineapple? Hey, it is like eating bread with pineapple jam, really sweet. Rice garnished with groundnut, pap and groundnut, babs from Aja. Babs, you try you. Okay, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Marianne. You just built like somebody in labor. Good morning, Marianne and Stretch. My name is Sam. Below are the weirdest combinations of food I have tried and have heard of: popo and spaghetti, eba and fried eggs, garri and popo, garri and fresh raw pepper, garri and toothpaste, more so carrot and bread. God will forgive you. What's up, Lagos? The last caller just reminded me of 3 days eba and ikokore with ikokore, which is Ijebu food. Jide from Ilukweju. Yes, ikokore.
Why does the eba have to be 3 days? Is that what makes it more delicious or something? Because I'm trying to understand.
Now you sabi. All this one I'm talking about is not you sabi. What's up, Lagos? I don't chop garri and pineapple mixed together before from Mr. Swallow. How?
Well, now they come, they talk this thing.
What about bread and coconuts? Yeah, I think people have done that in my presence.
I've done that.
Very sweet. I'm Suleiman.
And sweet coconuts, not just any other coconuts.
How do you know the coconut will be sweet? This is what
you will know, because it's dry and yum yum. And even, you know, the coconut, you have to use a spoon to get it out. It's so tasty when you eat it with bread. I kid you not.
You have to use spoon to get to the house. What's wrong with your knife?
You've never been to a resort or a beach where you get the coconut.
That's the coconut.
That you
that's the coconut.
With.
No, that's the coconut that is not completely.
Exactly, but it's mature. Very tasty. Are you kidding?
It tastes like milk. Just milk.
But milk is good.
All right. Well done. What's up, Lagos? Thank God. Thank God. Yes, you're not giving us your combination now. Yes, we are. Thank God. Thank God. You are. Thank God.
Thank God. We thank God for you.
We thank God that you have sent us message. Thank
yes,
God.
Yes. We'll take one more call and wrap up the segment. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
The combination where I don't chop, where we say, hey, for my life, I don't play my chop on again.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't consist you now, but law, now, but law, they are available. I put on top, on the thing, chop on.
Obola rice.
I they tell you, white rice. No stew, no, nothing. Now, but they are available. I put on top, on the thing, it don't make sense for me to. So I got it. I got it with my brother. I know for him, I see that kind of food again.
Amen.
I can't go to it for one day. Can't see one guy. The guy buy yam, buy rice. Can't go buy okra. Can't pour at all. Oh man, I've everybody say yeah. Can't date. They vomit. They wish that woman be this one. Almost suffer day. Suffer day.
I'm telling you.
May you not suffer.
Amen.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life.
Thank you. Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
James Torido.
Torido. Where are you calling from?
Yes. I'm calling from Lekki.
All right, go ahead, Torido.
Yes. That soup, beans and pepper.
Yes.
They call the soup name Isha.
Okay, from Delta State.
From the Niger Delta.
You call it
Delta
what?
Delta State.
Isha. Isha.
Isha, yes.
Okay. It's just beans. There's no vegetable.
No vegetable, but there are spices we use to cook it.
Okay.
Before you can eat it with eba.
Yes.
Not ordinary beans. So this beans is special.
Okay. Isha beans.
Not the beans we sell in the market here. This beans is special. They call it Isha.
Okay.
Isha.
So when the soup is Isha itself.
Okay. All right. Thanks
so
for the.
Before you eat it, you spend some spices. Fish, dry fish, this. Every kind of fish.
It's a Niger Delta way. Thank you very much for calling. It's a Niger Delta food.
This is an infomercial.
Sorry for that break. Well, Niger Delta food, there's always roadblock.
Yes,
there's everything from the sea is inside that
pot. Something must be there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have to go after, we'll read some messages and then we'll go for a break, off for a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about age-old traditions. Which of them have you held on to till now? Which ones have you thrown away and say, go for bait?
All right, let's rush through, see how many we can read. What's up, Lagos? Eating crayfish and soup with pepper soup. Just pour water inside pot, crayfish seasoning, cubes, salt and ogri. Allow them to boil and that's it. Christopher from Ajawa Estate. Christopher, thank you. Combo rice and biscuits, this one says. What's up, Lagos? This is a long one and let me just see how many I can do now. What's up, Lagos? Mine is mayonnaise and gari, sugar and milk. Samuel from Agboju. Check this out. Fried ground corn and beans. It's called Akaraka in Ikorodu. Suleiman from Ikorodu.
Akaraka. And that's Akaraka. Where we end the show.
Yes.
No, Akaraka. We're not ending the show.
Akaraka.
Akaraka. It sounds like Akaraka.
Akaraka is the lines on
Akaraka
your hand.
Hallelujah. We're going.
Check time is 11:33. It's What's Up Lagos Thursday edition, and one more day before the weekend. All right, we have some.
My weekend don't start. I don't know about you.
Mine started on Tuesday.
I'm on that weekend smooth ride, baby.
All right, so let's get to it. We're about to change gears right now. You and your weird food. God has been. You see, God has been helping you. With all these things you're eating, the chemical reaction.
I wonder what happens within your intestines. I'm telling you. It must be a place, a terrible place to go to. I'm grateful I'm not a doctor.
Father, thank you, Lord, for saving Nigerians.
Because I don't want to see some of the nasty things that go on in there.
For saving Nigerians. Thank you, Lord. All right, we're changing gears right now.
Yes, we are. So we're talking about preserving age-old traditions. Now, and we know that Nigeria, we're as diverse as our cultures are, there's some unity in those diversities. We have beautiful cultures, traditions. You know, if you don't travel Nigeria, you don't realize how amazing our cultures are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
if you don't go around.
I think one of the things I'm most obsessed with Igbo culture is the wine carrying.
Okay.
Why, you know, I kept asking my friends, why do they call it wine carrying? There's just some modus operandi.
Ebanku wine. That's the Igbo tradition. Ebanku.
What is Ebanku?
Ebanku is to pour wine. So the woman is the
woman.
The woman. That's the wife. They give her the wine. Then she will use the wine to look for her husband. So the main thing is the ebanku, the pouring of wine.
So what does it signify when she kneels and pours and he drinks? Thank you very much.
It's the submission to your husband. He's the head of the home. You don't give it to any other man. So that your substance is for him. That is why many men hang around. But she will look for, she will meander. So despite the temptation of going to another man.
There's always temptation.
Yes, now. It was your new kewu nkegi. You look for the one that is your own. Thank you.
What is good?
That's like my Peter Duce side.
Okay, so yeah. So we're talking about age-old traditions. How many of those things that you used to admire, that you used to revere, hold in high esteem, look forward to when you go home during the festive seasons, how many of those things have died off that you no longer see?
Yeah.
But would you want to rekindle those things? For example, there are people who no longer like to watch masquerades during festive season
because
it's against my religion. Those things are demonic.
Yeah.
So like my place, they'll say, oh, I'm not going to wear the brides wear the long hair and that comb. The comb goes all the way down to the waist.
But they've stopped it.
No, they've not stopped it.
People say this.
Well, a couple of people say, so some people still do it because it's too beautiful. So instead of them dropping it, they start buying the Japanese pins. I say, how do you know that the Japanese pins are not demonic? So some people say, okay, we buy the combs and then we'll pray over it and we'll still wear it.
Yeah. And so, I noticed, Donna, that now, even for this in Bangkok you're talking about now, they've started baking cakes.
Yeah, I never used to see that.
And it was
but now you
there.
See calabashes baked, you know,
cakes
and
like, come on, guys. Yeah,
it never used to be part of our traditional marriages.
Ever. It's
never.
I mean, like, come on. You don't see anything. When you're doing tradition, you're doing tradition.
Actually,
we're putting cakes in it, like baking cake. Now, okay, let them go and cut the cake.
There's no there's no cake cutting still in my place because I think I've said it before to you that our traditional marriage is like a festive. It's like a food fest.
On its own.
Yes. So everything.
Food plenty.
All the things that you've never, as a child, you only ate from your grandmother or your great grandmother if you saw her.
They will be there.
They will be there. And so I look forward to it because they want to introduce your husband's people to the kinds of things that you will do for him. So that his friends will be so jealous that they will want to pick their own brides.
In the same place.
Hey, God.
I'm going to Calabar.
You can't only take one.
Calabar,
you know what
here
actually.
I come.
It's not one. One will not be enough.
I will not take only one. What will happen to the rest?
Anyway, guys, let's get straight into the conversation. So we're asking, how well have we done as Nigerians in preserving our age-old traditions and cultures? Are we letting them die off? Or because we're embracing what we call globalization and
Western
Western cultures?
Religion.
You see, you see the word? It's Western culture. In other words, it's their culture.
We're bringing
that
it in.
You're bringing in and trying to erode yours. So again, what are we being told, or what things have we made us swear off these traditions, aside from, you know, the ones that are barbaric? For example, the killing of twins.
Some bury kings with humans.
I hear they still do that.
So those
are barbaric.
Okay, when someone dies, the king dies, some hearts have to go. The king has to eat the heart of the previous king. You eat the heart of the king.
Okay, so those are the ones we're talking about, except the barbaric ones. What other ones have you had to swear off because of something that you no longer believe in, or something that you now believe in? Join the conversation. 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993 993. You can also call 01465-7190.
They won't call you. 01465-7190. The females in the city.
I don't.
You know I love you girls, but you guys will all keep on falling her hand.
We want to shame stretch today. You can also send a message on WhatsApp. That's 0809-5975-805. Or tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. We would like to hear from you. Hashtag What's up, Lagos? So we're asking, what are those age-old traditions that we have truly preserved? Are they preserved? Have they been preserved for long? Or have we now added, like Stretcher said, added cake baking, into our cake, traditional marriages?
Well, we're doing traditional marriage in Ibetiti. Who will bake the cake? And when they come and cut the cake, cut which cake? Which one have we changed? Which one have we try to add to funkify? You know, now some people even do traditional marriages in the city. They don't even go to the villages anymore.
You know, it used to be a thing. It used to be a thing.
See, no matter where you are, you come back
you
home
have to
and
go
do
home.
This.
Yeah.
Another one too they are doing now is you now you can do traditional marriage with picture. They will send pictures of
the groom
and the bride, or maybe both of them. They're abroad. They did school for America. They know if he come back. You just see people carrying two pictures. Those things we've tweaked.
I know.
We've tweaked these things a lot. A lot of things
again
have changed.
It's not just even about the marriages. You know, before, wait, if you die, they take
if
you
the
to.
If the person dies, don't say if I
if
die.
If a person dies,
don't say if I die. Don't talk to me like I'm about to die.
You're not dying anytime soon, darling. But if a person dies, you're supposed to go. They're supposed to bury you where you were born.
Well, depending on the tradition. Depending on some people don't mind.
Yeah, but most traditions. For example, I remember they gave my dad a whole lot of hell because my grandfather wanted to be buried in his house.
Okay.
And then the people in the area where he owned a large span of land said no.
He can't be buried.
We don't bury people in our land.
Okay, so
it was crazy. And so they had to make a case. His people had to make a case that he was born here. He bought all the lands here. He has to be buried in his land. And finally he got buried. And then my dad's mom is a princess. She's a princess from, you've heard of King Eyo Honesty, one of the foremost kings of the Efik people. So she's a great granddaughter. And they said she cannot be buried in Calabar. They have to bring her to the village. That was a long running battle also. So I think most Nigerians say you must come back to the village. Even if you die in America, they bring you home. I know one surgeon, very famous surgeon, they had to bring him back to the village, back to Nigeria to be buried.
All right, some people do that. Some people stick to the tradition. But let's just ask this. Do you even know?
What the tradition in your place
is? Do you even know the one in your place? Do you even know? Like now, the Gen Z, the generation now, people don't even know. Like there's what we say. They say I be Efik. Some people don't even know. My mama said it would be Efik. They don't even know anything about where they're from, the tradition.
Emmanuel says he's Efik, but he's not sure. I cannot even understand the language. Emmanuel.
So, what do you know about where you're from? What tradition? Which one?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life.
Good morning.
Here's one tradition we will not change here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That tradition, eh?
Yes, sir.
And they always see where other tribes they put the king for back when time never reach. when pikin never reach 1 month.
Okay, they carry the back and one time.
Like my tribe, you won't back your child until he's 7 months.
Whoa. Really?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
At least, latest from 3 months upward.
Yeah.
You can back the child.
Do we have reasons for that? Do we have reasons for that? Do you know?
Hello?
What are the reasons for not backing the child early?
Just that the child is very small. So I don't know. That is the tradition I made.
Okay. Okay.
I met on ground. And secondly, a newborn baby. So nobody supposed to carry that baby except the family members.
Okay.
Yes.
That's another one. Yeah.
Until that baby is dedicated.
Okay.
Yes.
So like 3 months or thereabout.
Like 3 months.
Okay.
And that 3 months, within that 3 months, if that 3 months completes, that will be the time you go to church.
Okay.
And dedicate that child. Once you dedicate that child, all this naming, they are naming, I say, after 7 days, you name a child. We don't used to do that.
Okay. All right, then.
The day you bring that name out will be the day you give that, you dedicate that child to God.
Okay, yes. Thank you very much for calling. So you don't pick the name early. How would you know what you're going to call the child?
Baby, no.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah, who's speaking, please?
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, on my own part, a newborn baby in my area, was I made this condition on ground, you don't back the baby for a reason. And the reason is this. Because the baby's bone was not strong. If you start backing the baby at that early age, one, the baby may have a bone, then maybe one of the leg may not be straight.
Okay.
And I see most of the children see some children with the big bone leg, because they back them very early. So you're not allowed to back your baby at the early age, like 1 month, 2 months, until it's up to 3 months, when the bone may be even a bit stronger.
Okay.
I think that's one of the reasons why we don't really back baby at that tender age.
Early.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
So that's like a tradition for them. So babies are not backed until they're strong enough. Their neck and their legs are strong.
Yeah, that's...
So why do I have to back you now that your leg is strong?
No, you're not walking.
Move around.
The child is not walking at 63 months. The child is not moving anywhere now.
The first guy said 7 months.
Yeah, he said from 3 to 7, he said. So it's when the bones, like this one, I think we're trying to find a reason for this. But it's fine. Thank you so much for adding to that.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Pledge to life.
For the first time, I'm a first time caller.
First time caller. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Joseph. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
All right, Joseph, go ahead.
I've been looking for a way to get into you guys' book for a long time.
The Lord has done it.
According to this, what you guys are discussing, according to these last two callers, why the on my own tradition also we don't back baby on early stage also, like the first 3 months we don't back our babies, and even putting the baby in your lap, you have to put the head in your palm.
Okay.
Yeah, you understand? Then why they don't back baby early stage like that is because of the baby could not be able to hold her neck within that period. You have to hold on to you. Maybe when...
Are you doing school run, sir?
Hello, sir. Help us tell the kids that we're greeting you.
David and Anita, they are greeting you from Nigeria Info. They are also saying hello to you guys also.
Alright.
Okay.
So that is the major reason why they don't do that.
Okay.
Alright.
Thank you very much for calling.
But just so you know, we're not talking about backing babies. We're talking about age-old traditions. Mm-hmm. What are the traditions in your place that you were born to see, but now it looks like, you know, it's gradually fading away.
Or it's being modified.
Yes. They've added small water and spices.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, my name is Rita.
What's up, Lagos? Hold on. You cannot rush us. Don't rush us. Oh, yeah, do it well.
What's up, Lagos? Go on.
Okay, in my place, we have this tradition. When a woman dies, she's not that buried outside her father's home. She's taken back home, no matter the age, even if she's as old as a granny.
Okay. Yeah,
they bury her in her father's compound. Yes,
wow.
Back home in her father's village.
But what's the essence? She's married to a man, taking the man's name. Why can't she be buried in the man's place?
We don't bury our children outside. That is male or female. So even the way at marriage, they will make your husband to understand that okay, we're giving out our child in good health, but in death she comes back home.
Okay. Well. Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Benue State. We don't bury outside.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling us.
All right.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life.
Stretch to life.
Miriam to life.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. What's your name, sir?
My name is Babatunde.
Babatunde, Kabo, sorry, Toyi. Oh, yeah, let's share with
you. Now, what you were discussing sincerely, so many things have changed.
Yeah.
But from your Yoruba perspective, I believe there are things that when you give birth, your grandma, your granny will prepare for you. But these days, your wife will not want to see your granny in the first place. Talk less of preparing everything that you need to eat.
Okay.
Then a baby should be birthed as early as possible so that the umbilical cord, I believe, you know, there is what we call oja in Yoruba. You use oja. Oja will serve as a warmer for a newborn baby.
Okay.
So that every part of the baby will be covered. How would I put it? Just to keep the baby warm.
Okay. Yeah.
Be mindful that the umbilical cord has been cut as early as possible. He has been circumcised. He's a male child. So the baby needs warm. So that's why Yoruba always try to keep the baby warm, whether in the house. If they are going out, the mother will bath the baby with oja, not the one that you put in front these days.
Okay. Yeah. Oja that looks like ashoke.
Yeah.
Oja is not as okay.
It looks like
it's thick.
It's thick, yeah. And woven.
Yes, woven. Use that, and believe me, it will preserve the baby. Okay. Even the neck, when you put the baby at your back, there is a cloth that you will use again to pack the neck very well.
Okay.
That's when you go out and the neck is not properly placed. You see the elder will rush.
That
means you lack an elder in your house. An elder in your house. Exactly.
Thank you very much for calling. We'll go back to the phone lines in a bit, but then we got messages.
All right, somebody is actually reminded that I should give a shout out. So this person is reminding you. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Stretch and Marianne. What's up, Lagos? Help me shout out to my daughter, my diamond. She will be 9 years next week. Princess Oreofe Oluwabiola Enyinla. Happy birthday in advance. God bless and keep you. What's up, Lagos? Moses from Lekki.
Happy birthday to your daughter. I'd like to say what's up to you, my bestie, because she just had twin girls. So, yes, Chelsea baby is not an easy something to have twins.
Born one, get one free.
Guess what, guys? When she told me she was pregnant, I said, you are going to have twins. She said, God forbid, I bind you in Jesus' name. Then when she went to do CT scan, she came back and said,
"I'm joking with Calabar witches." I'm joking with Calabar witches.
It's nothing. I just wished it for her.
That's it. Yeah.
So I take one, she takes one.
Okay.
That's it. We share it.
One get one free.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. We got just a few minutes to go on the clock, and we want to quickly, nicely wrap up the conversation.
Yes.
Because there's no time for us.
Okay. Let's see if we can get to
one more message.
Do this right now. This says, "What's up, Lagos?" Okay, where did this start from?
Okay, I think we'll take it from there.
Oh, well, he says some foreign cultures have actually not, I'm sure you mean naturalized our African, I'm sure you mean neutralized,
yeah?
Yes, our African tradition. Look, I'm a typical Nigerian, and back in the day, I used to see stones in front of the compound, and whenever my grandmother comes out, my grandfather comes out, he will come and pour some drinks on the stone. And since the pastor took away that stone, people, okay, all right, Afrigogo. From Obalende. Thank you.
We gotta go, people, and we'll be back tomorrow, same time.
Yes.
My name is Stretch, Stretch, Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter.
My name is Mary Ann Ocon on every platform, Mary Ann Duke Ocon. And if you are on Twitter and Instagram, it's MIMIEYO. We'll be back tomorrow. Full house. Follow Nigeria Info on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and on YouTube. Like, subscribe, follow all our content immediately. And if you don't have our mobile app, download it now because there's always 5K to be won. All right, see you guys tomorrow when we'll have a full house tomorrow. And yeah, we're setting it off.
Oh, if I perish, I perish.
Good night.